The Democratic Alliance has received a formal response through our attorneys to our correspondence addressed to the Presidency and Minister Dlamini Zuma yesterday, asking for reasons for the decision to exercise a blanket closure of beaches in the Garden Route area of the Western Cape from the 16th of December all the way through to the 3rd of January next year. This is obviously going to have a devastating impact on livelihoods and the economic sustainability of many of those small towns along that coast. We believe this decision is irrational and unreasonable. We've acceded to the Presidency's response for an extension to the deadline. We've given the Presidency till 10 a.m. tomorrow morning to be able to furnish us with those reasons. Our intention is to approach the courts for relief to ensure that a very similar dispensation is made for the Western Cape, as was granted to KwaZulu-Natal, sitting with exactly the same type of figures and outbreaks and hotspots, and yet they've only been closed down on high days and holidays. We believe the decision to close down the beaches on the Garden Route to be irrational and unreasonable, and we do intend to use whatever mechanisms are available to get the Presidency to reverse this decision or to approach the courts to be able to bring some sanity to bear on this very important holiday season for many of those small towns. This fighting the pandemic has got to be a balance between lives and livelihoods. The destruction of livelihoods will have far deeper and far more ingrained effects on people's lives going forward. And we need to make sure that we're combating the virus, but at the same time, not destroying the economy and the ability of South Africans to earn a living to get themselves through this particular difficult period.